stick in rink. We're going to get to our interview with Eitan Shibby, creator of iTrack Hockey and the Box Lacrosse
app. On the other side, Canucks weekly wrap-up, names of the game, BC Ish HL, and of course, 10-4 on 1040. Don't go away.
My name is Eitan Shibby. I live in Toronto. I have three children who play competitive hockey. And about a year ago, between my wife and I, we were spending more than 15 times a week in a hockey arena. And in each one of my kids' teams, the coach typically comes to a parent and asks them to collect stats. Shots, goals, assists. Typically, the person stands during the game with a clipboard, have all the children's names on the sides, and they, you know, put little lines when there's a goal or an assist. About a year ago, I came home, and my wife and I talked about it. We said, there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. You can't just use clipboards in the 21st century. We do own a software company, so I'm I'm very experienced with developing software. We looked at the App Store, couldn't find anything. There was one app that was free that was just horrible. There was another app that they wanted a lot more money, and it was not very friendly or useful. So we decided to develop one. So all of last season, we first developed the Apple for the iPad and then for the iPhone. And the premise of it is, how can we make a parent collect stats very quickly with taps, quick taps, easy taps, the easiest you can make it, while watching your son's or your daughter's game, and then produce all the stats that the coach needs. So we started with a very simple, we didn't even think of, you know, putting it on the App Store. We just said, we're going to do it for us, for the three kids, for the different people collecting stats. And the premise of it is, with a couple of taps, you tap on the screen, you tap on the player, and you're done. It has to be a split second, because in hockey games, things move very fast. That's the first premise. The second premise was, can we record a whole bunch of things, such as shots, misses, blocks, goals, assists, points, plus minus, face-offs, and penalties with those single taps? So the report or the output is really, really useful for the coach. And then the third premise for this whole app was, can I watch my kid, my son and my daughters play while recording stats, and at the end of the game not feel like I didn't watch my children play hockey? And we started the beginning of last season, so it goes almost a year back, with very simple app, and it worked. It worked so well that every time that either of us was in a hockey rink with a tablet, parents start to come over and says, what are you doing? Show me. Oh, that's so cool. So that's the history. That's how it started. We have the app now published at the App Store. As of tomorrow, it's going to be in the Android and the Google Play Store as well. We also made it very friendly, very easy to use. Now you can have even, you know, if you forget your iPad at home, you can bring your iPhone, log on, and your team will go to your iPhone. So you can do multiple devices and use it. And the last thing is, we really want to make sure, now this has been a year in the works, so we put a lot of effort into it with multiple platforms and a server and all of that. We put it in the App Store. We also try to make it really, really, not just user-friendly, but really affordable. So the way that it works right now is, anybody can download it from the App Store, can test it, have three free games, and then the cost is 99 cents Canadian per game. When you think about the budget for every minor hockey team these days, and for the coffee that costs at least $2 in a hockey rink, 99 cents should not break the piggy bank.
Not at all. Great stuff here. And I was, you know, did a little bit of research prior to talking to you. And one of my questions was going to be, when was it going to be available for Android? And you answered that right away, which is great that it's going to be coming out soon. And I totally agree with you. And I was looking up actually last year, because I do a lot of ball hockey with my university, the University of Victoria. And we were looking for a better app or just any sort of way to track our statistics within our small league, because just the website one just wasn't made for ball hockey in particular. So can this app be used just outside of the parent minor hockey realm, be used for other just like casual leagues, like for example ball hockey with me and my friends?
Yes, so it can be used. So again, it took a life of its own. So the first thing we did is, we did hockey, and it can be used for ball hockey as well. You do not have to record everything. You can decide you're not recording face-offs. You just don't tap on it, and you don't record it. It can be used for ball hockey as well. At the same breath, one of my kids' hockey coach is also a lacrosse coach, so we literally copied it, changed a couple of things, and we also published iTrack Lacrosse. which is available now in the App Store. In a couple of weeks, it will be on Android as well. So lacrosse and hockey, box lacrosse, that is, are very similar. So that would apply to your floor hockey, lacrosse, box lacrosse, and ice hockey. Basically the same concept, the same way.
Awesome. Well, we have a huge, actually, summer box lacrosse following here on Vancouver Island, so that's great you mentioned that as well. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will check that out if they haven't already. Any final thoughts before we close out here?
It started from being a hockey dad. It continued with, it's funny, it got a life of its own, continued with, hey, we can make something neat, and now we're just happy to share it with people. Feel free to, you know, go download it, play with it. There is a place to send comments. There's a phone number to call. So feedback is welcome, and enjoy.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks for joining us here on Sticker Rink and making time this morning. We hope to catch up down the road.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.